Again, Steve Eltinger here with Henry Reinga. We're just doing a little bit of a coaching thing. We've looked at what coaching is not, what coaching is. We've looked at the three things that a coach actually does. And then we looked at some prerequisites. So once you've sort of acclimatized your client to the whole process, what it is, and they're feeling good. And I would also do a little rapport. I mean, we know each other.
Yeah.
But if I didn't know you, you do a little talking. What do you do for a living? How's this going? If you don't know the person, it just, you know, a little bit of banter about
stuff you learn in the People Smart class.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
You have to do some of that, or
listening and find out who they are, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, you know, we've done that many years, so we're pretty comfortable with that. All right, so now, once I've done all of that, now how do I get into what we're going to do? How we're going to talk about
it? Now, is this in the first session, or is this now the second session?
No, this would probably be
still in the first session.
Yeah.
And how long do sessions last?
I think a session shouldn't last more than an hour, hour and a half.
Okay. So most an hour and a half, but an hour, hour and a half. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, it gets fatigue and people, you know, they get tired. And also, sometimes the session can be going really well and you're having a great time and you might go for 3 hours.
Right.
And everyone enjoyed every minute of it.
Right.
The problem is that when the client is thinking about the next meeting and he's thinking, oh, it could go three hours.
Yeah.
And then they're like, so that's, I mean, that's true with small group meetings, anything.
Right.
It can be good at the moment, but later on people go, oh, man, I don't know if I have 3 hours. And, you know, and if people don't know. So I would stick with the time. Whether an hour is probably the best. You just, boom, an hour and say, you know, well, our time is up. And because otherwise you drag things out and then people don't want to come.
Right.
So, okay, so now we're ready to do the actual coaching, and, you know, where do you even begin?
Yeah.
Like a whole world out there.
Right.
So what I have is, in the course we learned about different models. You could look at this area, you could look at that area, all these different areas. But before you get into any models, I think there's just a basic way of doing it.
Okay.
A few basic questions. So I'm going to start out with the basic, basic.
And that's all in there.
It's all right there.
Okay.
So right here, I'm going to try to help. It says here, number one, help client figure out what they want to do.
Okay.
Decision. So this is, I'm trying to help you come up and make a decision about something.
Right. Okay.
Okay. But now we need to explore some things before you can make a decision.
Gotcha.
So I have three questions.
Okay.
Right?
In the decision.
In the exploration the decision of some sort of action.
Okay?
So number one, and you can pick whichever one of these three you like.
Okay.
Okay? So number one, where in your life do you think it would be helpful to have a coach?
Oh.
Number two, where in your life are you hurting?
Okay.
Number three, where in your life would you like to see some improvement?
Okay.
So which one of these three sort of grabs your interest? So where in your life do you think it would be helpful to have a coach? Where in your life are you hurting?
Mm-hmm.
Where in your life would you like to just see some improvement or advancement? So, you know, I'm a guitar player.
Right.
I'm not hurting in my guitar playing, but it might be something I want to advance. I'm going to go to the next level.
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, I could answer all three of them and give a lot of different places. Like, oh, I wish I'd learned more about that. And, you know, it seems like every age of parenting, as the kids get older, then, you know, there's like a whole new set of problems. Leadership of Christian Leaders Institute, the ministries here. You know, I have like several things, how to raise more money for ministry training. I wish I could get some help, even figure out more about that and learn how to, this life coach program. I mean, this is all brand new, and my role in this, your role in this, all of those things. I can go on and on and on. But there's other ones I can see that I need a lot of help, Steve.
Okay. So give me two.
So what are the questions again?
Okay. One is, where in your life do you think it would be helpful to have a coach?
Okay.
So that, you know, things like work, marriage, health,
right,
relaxation, whatever it might be. Number two, where in your life are you hurting?
Okay.
So that would, you know, your time or your,
right,
you know, your health might be a problem, relationships right, might be a problem. Or number three, where in your life would you like to see some improvement?
Right. Right. Well, probably, in health, you know. I have lost weight recently, but I just want to get better at learning how to prioritize exercising.
Okay. So, now, early, before you said that, when you were struggling, you had a million things you could do, right? So, my instinct as a pastor is I want to help you.
I see that you're going to say something.
I want to say something.
Suggest.
I want to suggest stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want you sitting there, I don't know, there's so many things. It's like, you know, I see you struggling, and now you're struggling, and because you're struggling, it's not working. Because it's not working, then I feel like I'm not doing a good job of coaching.
So you're saying
I want to help you.
Oh, I see. Help me like it.
But I don't, but I shouldn't help you.
I see.
Right? That's where I'm saying you have to trust the process.
Right.
You have to, it takes longer. It's easier just to tell your kids what to do.
Right.
Than to have them figure it out. That's a whole trial by error long process. I'd rather just, you know, in fact, most parents would just rather do it themselves than tell their kids how to do it.
Well, and I think, too, as you're asking this, it was fascinating how what was going through my mind. Like, you know, part of it was like, well, I have that problem. Well, I won't mention that one. Or, you know, I'd like to improve that one. Or, and maybe it comes down to, in the first session, my trust of the process and my trust of you.
Right.
So,
exactly.
The easiest one for me is, exercise.
You know,
it's like
that.
So.
And that's okay.
Okay.
Right? Because you don't trust me. Why should you?
Right.
And why should the person trust them? And they don't trust themselves.
Right.
And they don't even maybe know themselves what their real problem is.
Right.
Okay. So that's where, as a counselor, though, I know your problem and I want to say it.
Right.
Right. I don't want to go through this camouflage thing and waste our time on something that isn't the real problem. I want to get to the real problem.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to shortchange the process and get to it because I'm in a hurry.
Right.
But then I'm shortchanging the coaching thing.
Right.
And once we can establish a winning formula, then it becomes easier and easier and easier and easier, and you finally are doing the things that you really want to do. But in the beginning, you're right, it's people are going to be a little cautious, and that's okay.
Right.
So what?
It's
like practice. It's a practice run.
Right.
In some ways.
So, and I can see, too, where there are times when safe little problems are going to be first, but then as the relationship of trust develops, more complicated problems may be brought up.
Yes. Right.
And that's okay, too.
Yes.
But that might take a little time.
So you actually did what is second. So I have these, I have these three questions that get you to think, you know, in your whole life.
Right.
Where do I want to focus on? And then, you know, you had this, and you mentioned raising money, and on and on and on. That's sort of the exploration questions, and then you have the zeroing in on the question.
Okay.
And the zero in question is, of all the answers that you came up with to the above questions, which would you like to focus on? And that's when you said, okay, health.
Right, okay.
Okay.
And what you did bring that up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So you already had this memorized.
Yes.
But now you're going through the card for the benefit of everybody to, like,
So we have the exploring questions, and then we have the zeroing in, because you can explore and come up with hundreds of things.
Right.
So you just get a list, and then, okay, of all those things, Henry.
Right.
What do you really, what really grabs your attention?
Gotcha.
And, you know, instead of saying which one is the most important, which one is the most...
But you wouldn't say important. You'd say
because that puts too much pressure on the person. Oh, I don't know. Is it important? I don't know if it's important. So sometimes it's just, which one of these gets your attention?
Gotcha.
And they're going to zero in on whatever they're going to zero in, and maybe okay. the one that's most important. I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm going to let you figure that out. And then, so we have explore, zero in, and then the last thing is the action point. So, okay, so what do you want to do about your health?
Right.
Henry.
So are we in real time now?
Yeah. So you have health issues. You said you're losing weight, but
I am.
But what?
Well, I feel like I just feel like I'm, you know, not as fast as I used to be. Getting up from the floor is not as easy as I once did. I mean, I actually started to feel like I'm 58 years old, and I don't have any like symptoms of health other than I'm starting to feel like my muscles are not what they once were.
Okay. So is do you have to just come to terms with being 58, or is there something you want to do about it?
I want to complain about how quickly life goes, and now I'm 58. How am I possible?
Now notice this. I think this is really good because that's what a lot of counseling is. People mm-hmm. just want to complain,
right?
But when you stick it to them and say, "So what do you want to do about it?" Well, no, I just want to complain. Right? They want to complain about their. So you have two married people, right. And they want to complain.
Right.
And you got a parent, and they want to complain about the child.
Right.
They want to complain about their boss. They want to complain.
Right.
That's what's effective about coaching is. We can complain all day long, and people like to complain.
Yeah.
But so you, and that's fine.
Right.
You know, if you're a coach and they're complaining, that's fine because a lot of people need to complain. They have so
right.
much complaining to get out of their system.
Right, right.
But what's nice.
It's not my fault. You know.
Yes. But what's nice as a coach is you always come back to, okay, so what do you want to do about it?
Right.
Oh, and they might launch into another complaint. Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I get that. Yeah,
right,
I'm 58.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So what do you want to do about it?
Right. And at some point, I'm just going to say, well, I'm going to join Planet Fitness.
or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know what you want to
do. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you want to do, Henry?
Well, I did actually join Planet Fitness, and I joined 2 weeks ago, and I've gone 3 times.
Okay. Are you happy with that?
I am.
Okay. Do you have a specific goal on this thing?
Well, I'd like to go twice a week.
Okay. Do you have a time or something that you
I don't.
Know? So it's just sort of when you feel like it kind of a thing? In
it
crack
sort of
life.
Is. Yeah.
Is that working?
Not the best.
Okay. What would you like to do differently?
I'd like to have probably a time that I there's a habit that I actually go.
Okay.
And then it's in my schedule.
Yep.
Probably what I should do is just talk to Rhonda and say to Rhonda.
Who's Rhonda?
Rhonda is our executive administrator here at Christian Leaders.
Okay.
And she's really good at putting things in my schedule, and I sort of feel I have to do them if they're
okay.
in the schedule.
Right. So is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I guess that is what I want to do. I do. Actually, I want to do that, and I should. I need to schedule a meeting with Rhonda. And say when, twice a week, I get over to Planet.
So you know what you want to do it twice a week, and you want her to schedule it for you.
Right.
Look
well,
at your,
and put it in the schedule. Look at my schedule. It's a complicated schedule.
Yeah.
And just say, okay, here's
okay.
what we're doing.
All right. So are you willing to do that this next week?
Yes.
And so if we talk again next week, because
right.
that's the next phase, right? Management.
Right.
I mean, this goal is not so complicated that we need a big plan.
No, I understand.
Right? It's just a
right.
simple one thing to do.
Right.
Now, if we spent our whole hour here, there might be several things to do in the health thing. There's
yeah.
eating right and all these
right.
other things. And then we need a plan that involves 3 or 4 or 5 different things.
Right.
But we're just sticking with this one simple little thing. And really, that's not a bad way to start. Because
right, just safe.
The reality is, I want to win here.
Right.
I want you to win.
Right, right.
right? Because if we can get a win on this, then we can get to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And all of a sudden you're going, hey, this works.
Right.
And now you're eager to put stuff on the plate rather than a little reluctant, right? In the beginning, people are like, I don't want to put that. I am fighting with my wife down there or whatever.
No,
you know,
right.
We're embarrassed by some of the things that we failed at.
Or right.
Simple things like, you know, be more encouraging to our kids.
Right.
I don't want to come to that yet. But if we get a few wins under our belt, then it's like, okay, I see what happens. I'm not going to get hurt here.
Right.
It's actually going to go well.
Well, it's really interesting, too. My own feeling about this is that I've been thinking that I should talk to Rhonda about this, especially in light of the fact that I've only gone like 3 times in like 2 weeks or whatever. And I thought about that. But now that I actually committed and said to you that I'm going to, it's fascinating. I'm actually going to do it.
Well, we'll see.
I think that actually I have a better shot of doing it now than before when I was just thinking about it.
And I believe you. It's, you know, so as a coach, my job is to believe you, to say, well, that sounds like a really good plan. It seems like you seem pretty motivated on this.
Right.
So, hey, let's make this our goal, and next time when we meet, we'll talk about this.
Nice.
And then, what you'll discover is, and the client sometimes will discover this too, that in this moment, it's easy to get motivated. Like, remember those days when we were trying to get people into a walk with God?
Yeah.
And we would share.
The 90s.
Yeah. We would share, reading the Bible and talking and listening to God. And everyone we talked to was like pumped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were going to do it.
That was like our coaching for the Connections era.
And they thought it was going to be easy.
And, that was in the era when Rich DeVos was directly mentoring us in the coaching types of thinking.
Right. And
good decision.
And realizing how you need to follow up,
right?
Because that moment of decision energy only lasts so long.
Right.
So it's that, continuing. So the management piece is really the biggest piece of the whole thing.
Right.
But in the beginning, good job, good client, absolutely. You came up with something. It's very concrete. It's measurable. You can do it or not do it.
Right.
And it's something you can do. And if you do it, you're going to feel a sense of
remember in those days we had stickers?
Yep.
Like 21 days.
Yeah, reading the Bible in 21 days. Here's your sticker for doing it.
That was all about managing a decision.
Yes.
I want to read the Bible. We had a plan.
Yes.
The plan.
And remember, people, we said if you read the Bible 21 days in a row, you get this sticker. I don't need a sticker.
I
don't need any of this stuff.
Seemed like yesterday.
And but then when people did it, and you handed them this sticker, they very carefully peeled it off and placed it very nicely in their Bible.
It changed their life because they read the Bible and prayed every day.
Right. And it was a lot harder than they thought it would be. So so decision is only part of it. It's then we'll move on to management. All right, Henry, great job.